But now those who are younger than I mock me, whose fathers I refuse to put with the dogs of my flock. Indeed, what good was the strength of their hands to me? Vigor had perished from them. From poverty and famine they are gone. They who gnaw at the dry ground by night in waste and desolation, who pluck salt wheat by the bushes, and whose food is the root of the broom shrub. They are driven from the community. They shout against them as against a thief, so that they live on the slopes of ravines, in holes in the ground and among the rocks. Among the bushes they cry out, under the weeds they are gathered together. Worthless fellows, even those without. They were cast out from the land. And now I have become their taunt, and I have become a byword to them. They loathe me and stand aloof from me, and they do not refrain from spitting in my face. Because he has undone my bowstring and afflicted me. They have cast off the bridle before me. On the right hand their mother rises. They push aside my feet and pile up their ways of destruction against me. They break
my bones within me, and my gnawing pains do not rest. By great force my garment is distorted. It ties me up like the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you for help, but you do not answer me. I stand up and you turn your attention against me. You have become cruel to me. With the strength of your hand you persecute me. You lift me up to the About morning without comfort, I stand up in the assembly and cry out for help. I become